Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Gassy talk this morning of a heat wave apparently coming for Ireland later this week, but I know it is still nice to get away on holiday somewhere, anywhere at all, spend some time by the beach or perhaps just exploring a new foreign city. Apparently 72% of us though haven't yet booked any summer holiday for this year. There's a host of different reasons for that, everything from financial instability, people concerned obviously over cost of living issues, and even what's potentially to come in terms of financial stability as well. Others waiting for prices to drop. 31% say they just feel that in general holiday prices are too high. So we want to find out, are there any last minute deals out there, and is it too late if you would like to try and book some kind of a getaway? Ciara Mooney is the Managing Director of Freedom Travel and Solo Travel. Ciara's with me on the show today. Ciara, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon. How are you?
Please tell me it's not too late, because I am one of the 72% who haven't yet booked anything.
Oh, listen, it's never too late to book a holiday. So it's not. There's still really good value out there. And there's so many different destinations. Like, Dublin is probably one of the best airports for all of the connections. And there's some great value, even with the likes of cruises at the moment, last minute deals going out. So there's still lots of availability. It's just the kind of, I'd have to say, it's changing as we're going through. Like, it used to be the majority of people would book in January, February, March. The first quarter would be the busiest. Now it still is, but now we're finding that it's more throughout the year. People are leaving it kind of more until they're going to book it, so it's not as far in advance. Now, but there's definitely value to be had.
Yeah, like, I know people, you know, and I'm probably one of those. I'm often maybe a bit disorganised about it, and I'll decide I'm going somewhere and then I'll start looking, you know,
see what kind of funds we
have to play with, and that'll dictate where we're going and how long for. But I suppose for a lot of people with kids and school holidays and all of that, you know, that'll probably dictate when they can go and where they can go. So for those with families, first of all, Ciara, can they still get some sort of a holiday?
They can, absolutely. Like, there's still a lot of availability out there. What I would say, though, is planning in advance, you will get a lot of the deals coming in. So the airlines obviously release the better value flights first, and then as you get closer to the date, and depending on the availability, they will get more and more expensive. Like, I had a friend of mine get home to me there last week. The flights over to London, just over and back for a day, were over €600.
Stop.
Like, it's absolutely ludicrous. Now, if he had booked that way in advance, he could have got that for about 50 or 60. But it's also to open people's minds to the fact that there's other destinations out there. If you're going to go everywhere everyone else is going, you're going to be paying the same sort of price as everyone else is. Like, I was over in Albania there last year. Now, with Albania, unfortunately, there's no direct flights. But if anyone is on social media, you will see it. They're advertising it as the Maldives.
It's everywhere. It's all over my social media, people talking about Albania.
You know what it is? It's to get on fast. When these new destinations come out, or even when they're not even out and right, that's where the value is. Like, I was in Durres now, and that's about half an hour from Tirana. Albania was one of those places that I thought, oh, Jesus, my poor mother was fretting. Like, will she come back? Albania, is it dangerous? It was absolutely fabulous. And Durres is only about 20 minutes. You arrive into Tirana Airport, you could do a two-centre. There's always fantastic value in doing a two-centre holiday as well. And then half an hour to Durres. Durres is a beach resort. But what I have to, like, really iterate here, the value for money in destinations that you're choosing is key. Because if you're going to go to a destination and when you get there, it's costing you a fortune. Like, I heard clients talking about Disneyland and how much it costs. Like, you're talking about 50 or 60 euros just to go half board on top of your accommodation cost. If you were to go to another destination, you will pay literally a fraction of that. But you have to open your mind to the new destinations that are coming up out there.
Okay.
Like, it's even like Slovenia. It's like, if you're to go to Slovenia, people are like, there's no direct flights from Ireland. You can actually fly into Trieste and then get a bus. There's a fantastic company that serves the whole of Europe called Flixbus, and you can basically get a ticket for about €10. So if you're to fly into Trieste, you could do a night or two there, see the James Joyce walking across the bridge. That's where he got his inspiration for the book Ulysses. Then you take a bus and go to Ljubljana in Slovenia and spend a few nights in Ljubljana, and then maybe go up to Lake Bled. And all these destinations have fantastic facilities for couples, for solo travel, for families. There's so much to see and do. And even with the likes of a city break, families think, oh, it has to be a beach. Not necessarily. Some kids don't even like this. And some parents don't like the sand. So if you're to go to a place where you have the water parks on site, like there's Dunrail, up you fly into Amsterdam. Amsterdam is such a short flight and the connections are absolutely brilliant. It's not too far when you're over the other side, but they have all the water park on site. So you can even do shorter breaks.
Yeah,
it might give people other
alternatives. Travel writer Megan Virgo is with us as well, Ciara, because you've one or two last minute deals you wanted to mention to people, Megan.
Hi guys, how are you?
Good.
I'm laughing because I am one of the 72% of people as well that has not booked a holiday. And Ciara, you're absolutely right. January is the best time to book, but I am always broke in January.
Yeah, so that's another problem. Waiting on end of month payday.
Exactly. Yeah. But yeah, I think like there's a lot of destinations there, and kind of going back to Ciara's point is like, you don't want to go to the right now, if you're going to book something and you go to the high tourist destinations, you're probably not going to get value realistically. I was looking there for the August bank holiday. I'm in La La Land because it's not going to happen. But I think Slovenia is one that really stands out and there's great value there. I mean, it's a tiny country. It's actually smaller than Ireland, but there's a lot to do there and it should definitely be on your radar. It's between Italy, Austria and Croatia, so it's like stepping into a postcard. I think Ciara mentioned there Lake Bled. It's spectacular, but just 30 minutes away is Lake Bohin, and honestly, it might even be better. It's quieter, it's wilder, it's surrounded by stunning alpine villages, and it's perfect for someone who loves hiking, paddleboarding, or just soaking up the scenery without the crowds. And now, if you're someone that doesn't like the crowds and you don't want a lot of heat, let's go to the Dolomites. If you love the idea of Italy,
yeah,
but as I said, the heat and the crowds, they're just not for you. I mean, look at Rome now and the Amalfi Coast. They can be very busy. The Dolomites are a great alternative. This is northern Italy's mountain region, so it's near the Austrian border, and it's absolutely stunning. I've been there in summer and winter, and it is breathtaking. It's dramatic peaks. It has the clear crystal lakes and, again, the alpine villages. So towns like Ortese and San Candido have a relaxed, cozy feel and kind of has that Italian and Austrian culture to it as well. So it's the place, it's the kind of place where you can get, you know, the wood-fired pizza and some strudel and a beer and just take in the scenery. It's that type of holiday. And it's ideal, again, for hiking and cycling or, you know, just taking in the views. Now, I'm going to be honest.
Yeah.
Straight away, it's not super cheap. But that's if you go during peak season. So if you go off shoulder season, so, you know, kind of from September onwards or just before summer, you will like find some really nice guest houses and apartments. So that's a great one for families. Another one, and I don't know if a lot of people would think of this, is actually the Scottish Highlands. So
for a summer break.
So if you're looking to completely unwind. Yeah, and you know what? It's quite similar to Ireland, what I'm going to describe. Like, it's, to be honest, if you are a very stressed out person and you don't like a beach holiday, but you still just want to unwind, I think the Scottish Highlands are a stunning summer option. I mean, they've got the lochs, they've got the little villages where life kind of moves that bit slower. It's kind of the place where you instantly exhale, and it's perfect for people who want something calm and scenic and, again, totally different from that beach holiday. And also, if you're a Harry Potter fan, you can take the train ride across the famous Glenfinnan Viaduct. So you'll recognise it from the films. It's a brilliant highlight.
Which might be even something nice for families, probably with children as well, Megan.
Exactly. Yeah, because I mean, you could go and visit the studios in London, but that is going to cost you a small fortune. So instead, you know, just head to the Scottish Highlands, take that in. You know, and actually, it's surprisingly easy to get to from Ireland. So, like, you can fly from Dublin or Belfast or Cork. From Cork, you go to Edinburgh, and then you can get the train and stuff like that. And it's only, or you could take the ferry and bring the whole family, bring the dogs. And as well, if you like the finer things in life as well, you know, there is a luxurious side to the Highlands too. They have boutique hotels, they have castle stays, tasting menus and spas. So it's kind of like a bit of wilderness, but with a whiskey nightcap. So May to September is a great time to go if you like the mild
if
weather.
That's something that takes your fancy. I just want to go back, Ciara, to something you mentioned, just people texting in talking about cruises and who you think they tend to suit.
everybody, to be honest with you. I have done 2 years in a row. I went with friends. We had 6 of us went on a girly break the first year, and then that went up to 9 just before COVID happened.
Brilliant.
The second year. And we're actually looking at going back again. The price for a 3-night break, and it's including all your food and entertainment on board, is €260 for the cruise plus your flights, about €88 from Barcelona. And that's taken in France and Italy. Like, if you were to book a hotel, you're not going to get it for that price, including your breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Is that like an inboard interior cabin you're talking about, or is that?
It is. It's not too much more expensive, as you can imagine, if it's only 260 for the cruise for the 3 nights to upgrade to the ocean view or the balcony. But just the value for money. Now, that's going out in November, but we're all kind of putting our names down now. We're getting a book this week for November. But like that, there's some fantastic offers out there.
So if people, Megan, at this stage thinking, you know what, I have a few pounds to play with and maybe we can get away for a weekend or a long weekend or perhaps that week long break between now and the end of August, is there any difference in going the last week of August or some holding out into early September at this stage?
Oh, there is, absolutely, because look, it comes down to as well, when the kids are back to school, you'll see the prices fall significantly. You see that straight away, and I guess that's where the shoulder season does come in. Like, if you can be flexible with your dates, fantastic, you're going to get that value for money. But if you can't be flexible and you are stuck to, you know, the kids' holidays, then you probably are going to get caught. But then, you know, to myself and Kira's point, is maybe go to the destinations off the beaten track. You know, don't go to those popular, overpopulated tourist destinations, because you won't get the value. But as I said there, I was looking for a nice break, the August bank holiday. But what are we now? We're into July. I can't believe I'm saying that. I couldn't find a good deal. You know, I couldn't. And I was. And it's actually, Karen made another point there as well about a lady going to London, €600 for the ticket, was it?
I think flights,
for one day. Yeah, I remember I was on a flight to London there, was it a few months ago, and I met this lovely lady. I was on the way back to Cork, but she actually brought her kids over for the day and she got the flights. I think they were €30 return that day. And she just said it was a great way to see London, to not have to pay for the hotel, but actually have a great day out with the kids. And I just thought that was so smart, you know, that it's not turning into this extravagant, expensive trip, because I think, you know, London can be that. And it's, even when I mentioned Harry Potter there earlier, I mean, we'd all love to go to the studio, but you know, you'd have to take the savings there for a rainy day to pay for that one.
It all adds up. There's no question about it. Travel writer Megan Virgo, also managing director of Freedom Travel, Kira Mooney, thanks a million to you both for joining us. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.